News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. After a glacier burst in Uttarakhand last week triggered massive flash floods, officials recovered six more bodies from the Tapovan tunnel on Sunday, where rescue operations are still underway. In all, 51 bodies have been recovered so far. Of these, only 24 have been identified, the police said. Three bodies recovered while taking out muck by machines from the intake of the tunnel at 04:45 and 05:30 a.m. at around 120 to 125 meters distance from the start point. ITBP spokesperson Vivek Pandey told News 18. The two employees at National Thermal Power Corporation Tapovan project have been identified as Amal Singh, resident of Tehri, and Anil from Dehradun. At least 39 people are trapped in this tunnel and three more bodies are now visible on the slope near the cleared muck area. Explaining the rescue operations, Ravinder Singh, information officer of the Uttarakhand government, said that the bodies were found from the silt flushing tunnel which was drilled into on Friday night. The bodies were found right near the mouth of the drilled part of the silt tunnel. They were immediately identified and handed over to their families, he said. A three-pronged strategy is now being used by rescuers. While JCB machines have cleared slush up to 125 meters from the intake audit site, now smaller machines have been pressed into service as the tunnel narrows down beyond this point. From the riverside, machines have been at work to remove debris while the drilled portion is being used to look for survivors and remains in the slit tunnel. A hole of about 300 millimeter diameter was drilled into from where the bodies were recovered. On Saturday, machines worked to divert water and slush flow from the left bank to the right bank of the Dhauli Ganga River. Machines are trying to divert the water flow to the center or right bank of the river to make rescue efforts safer in view of a sudden water level rise in the river, an ITBP statement stated. Disha Ravi, one of the founders of Fridays for Future, was on Sunday arrested by the Delhi police in connection with Swedish environmental activist Greta Thunberg's toolkit tweet on the ongoing farmers' protests in India. According to officials, Ravi is 21 years old and lives in Bengaluru. She was active in allegedly disseminating the toolkit, which Thunberg had referred to in her post for the farmers, and attached a Google document with details. The cybercrime cell of the Delhi police registered an FIR on charges of sedition, criminal conspiracy, and promoting hatred against the creators of the toolkit. The Delhi police, in a statement, accused collaboration with pro-Khalistani organization Poetic Justice Foundation. In this process, they all collaborated with pro-Khalistani Poetic Justice Foundation to spread disaffection against the Indian state. She was the one who shared the toolkit doc with Greta Thunberg, it said. Later, she asked Greta to remove the main doc after its incriminating details accidentally got into the public domain. This is many times more than the two lines editing that she claims, the police added. The Delhi police had registered a case on February 4 against the creators of the toolkit document over conspiracy behind the January 26 violence. Delhi police has taken cognizance of a toolkit document found on a social media platform that predates and indicates a copycat execution of a conspiracy behind the 26 January violence. The call was to wage economic, social, cultural, and regional war against India, it said in a statement. The 18-year-old climate change activist deleted her tweet. Screenshots of her post went viral, accusing her of international conspiracy. Bollywood actor Kangana Ranaut, too, reacted strongly, accusing Thunberg of hatching international plan to systematically unstable India. Thunberg later posted a fresh tweet with an updated toolkit, which caused further furore on social media. The price of liquefied petroleum gas was increased by Rs 50 per cylinder for consumers in Delhi on Sunday. The new prices will be applicable from Monday. Each domestic gas cylinder weighing 14.2 kgs will now cost Rs 769 from today onwards, news agency ANI reported. Earlier this month, on February 4, LPG cylinder rates were increased by Rs 25 in Agra and Patna, among other cities. Previously, the price of domestic gas cylinders has increased twice in December. Both times, there was an increase of Rs 50 in the price of the 14 kg cylinder. From Rs 657 per cylinder, the price had gone up to Rs 707 per cylinder in December. 12 cylinders of 14.2 kgs each per household are subsidized by the government. The rates of non-subsidized cylinders are reviewed every month and their prices differ in all parts of the country because of local taxes. The Bombay High Court will deliver the verdict today in a case registered against Sushant Singh Rajput's sisters for allegedly putting the actor on medication without physical consultation. The petition was filed by Rajput's girlfriend Riya Chakraborty in September last year, and an FIR regarding the same was also registered by Mumbai police. A Delhi-based doctor has also been named in the petition. Rajput's sisters had moved the High Court asking for the FIR to be quashed. Rajput's lawyer Vikas Singh had at the time alleged that the FIR against his sisters and others on Chakraborty's complaint is illegal and they will take serious action in the matter. The senior advocate said the case related to Rajput's death was serious, where multiple agencies like the CBI, Enforcement Directorate and Narcotics Control Bureau are probing the issue and they will not allow the accused to deflect the investigation by filing of such complaints. The court last month delivered its judgment on PILs against a media trial being held in Rajput's suicide case. The two-member bench in its judgment stated that it had come to a conclusion that there indeed was a media trial that violated the program code under the Cable TV Network Regulation Act. And after a so-called heartbreaking verdict, House prosecutors who argued for Donald Trump's conviction of inciting the US Capitol riot said on Sunday they had proved their case and railed against the Senate's Republican leader and most of his colleagues for trying to have it both ways in acquitting the former president. A day after Trump won his second Senate impeachment trial in 2 years, bipartisan support appeared to be growing for an independent September 11th-style commission to make sure that such a horrific assault could never happen again. The end of the quick trial hardly put to rest the debate about Trump's culpability for the January 6th insurrection as the political, legal and emotional fallout unfolded. More investigations into the riot were already planned, with Senate hearings scheduled later this month in the Senate Rules Committee. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has also asked retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honor to lead an immediate review of the Capitol's security process. Lawmakers from both parties signaled on Sunday that even more inquiries were likely. There should be a complete investigation about what happened, said Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, one of seven Republicans who voted to convict Trump. What was known, who knew it, and when they knew, all that, because that builds the basis so this never happens again, he said. The Senate acquitted Trump of charge of incitement of insurrection after House prosecutors laid out a case that he was an inciter-in-chief who unleashed a mob by stoking a months-long campaign of spreading debunked conspiracy theories and false violent rhetoric that the 2020 election was stolen from him. Trump's lawyers countered that Trump's words were not intended to incite the violence and that impeachment was nothing but a witch hunt designed to prevent him from serving in office again. The conviction tally was the most bipartisan in American history, but left Trump to declare victory and signal a political revival, while a bitterly divided GOP bickered over its direction and his place in the party. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.